AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has wrapped up a whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine. Saga Magani reports he did so with a warning about what might happen if Ukraine falls to Russian forces.
What literally is at stake is not just Ukraine, it's freedom.
His counterparts on NATO's eastern flank worry they could be next. The president met this morning in Poland with the Bucharest Nine, leaders from Bulgaria to Slovakia, pledging support to what he calls the front lines of the alliance's collective defense.
Article 5 is a sacred commitment the United States has made.
He's also condemning Putin's move to pull back from the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty, calling it a big mistake. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Vladimir Putin met with China's top foreign policy official in Moscow, Wang Yi, saying relations between the two countries won't be subject to pressure from any third countries. Israeli troops entered a major Palestinian city in the occupied West Bank. The rare daytime operation triggered fighting that killed at least 10 Palestinians. In this country, a police detective says the 22-year-old accused in the deadly mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs ran a neo-Nazi website and used gay and racial slurs online. Five people were killed and many others injured in the November incident. The testimony came in a three-day trial to determine if there's enough evidence to warrant hate crime charges. A brutal winter storm has knocked out power in California, closed interstate highways from Arizona to Wyoming, and prompted nearly 1,500 flight cancellations. Few places in the country are untouched by the wild weather, record high temperatures being set from the mid-Atlantic south through Florida. And the Biden administration is considering the first-ever lease sale for offshore wind energy in the Gulf of Mexico. This is AP News. The latest from NASA's James Webb Space Telescope. Massive galaxies.
It was kind of shocking.
Lead researcher Ivo Labby and his team were expecting to find little baby galaxies.
Some of these galaxies were 13 billion light years away, and they had 100 billion solar masses of stars. And so what that means is that we are viewing these galaxies very shortly after the Big Bang.
About 600 million years after the beginning of the universe.
Sounds like a lot, 600 million years, but our universe is 13.8 billion years old.
The objects were so big and bright that some team members thought they had made a mistake.
As opposed to the Milky Way, which is this grand design spiral galaxy like you have seen in pictures, you know, with the beautiful spiral arms, this galaxy is 30 times smaller. So all those stars are jam-packed.
Labby says an early lesson from the Webb telescope is to let go of your expectations and be ready to be surprised. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.